Chapter 2. Our Crowded Planet. We have reached the beginning of the 21st century with a very crowded planet. 6.6 billion people living in an interconnected global economy, producing an astounding $60 trillion of output each year. Human beings fill every ecological niche on the planet, from the icy tundras to the tropical rainforests to the deserts. In some locations, societies have outstripped the carrying capacity of the land, at least with the technologies they deploy, resulting in chronic hunger, environmental degradation, and a large-scale exodus of desperate populations. We are, in short, in one another's faces as never before, crowded into an interconnected society of global trade, migration, ideas, and, yes, risks of pandemic diseases, terror, refugee movements, and conflict. The world is, in fact, experiencing several simultaneous transformations that offer the prospect of shared prosperity or devastating crises, depending on how we respond as a global society. Here are six earth-changing trends, unprecedented in human history. First, the process of sustained economic growth has now reached most of the world, so that humanity on average is rapidly getting richer in terms of income per person. Moreover, the gap in average income per person between the rich world, centered in the North Atlantic, Europe, and the United States, and much of the developing world, is narrowing fast. Second, the world's population will continue to rise, thereby amplifying the overall growth of the global economy. Not only are we each producing more output on average, but there will be many more of us by mid-century. The scale of the world's economic production is therefore likely to be several times that of today. Third, the rise in income will be greatest in Asia, home to more than half of the world's population. As a result, the world will not only be much richer by 2050, but will have its economic center of gravity in Asia. Fourth, the way people live is changing fundamentally as well, from rural roots that stretch back to the beginning of humanity to a global urban civilization. We are crossing the midway point between urban and rural just now, on a one-way path to an urban-based civilization. Fifth, the overall impact of human activity on the physical environment is producing multiple environmental crises as never before in history. The environmental crises we face cannot be compared with the past because never before in history has the magnitude of human economic activity been large enough to change fundamental natural processes on the global scale, including the climate itself. Sixth, the gap between the richest and the poorest is widening to proportions simply unimaginable for most people. This is not contradictory to the idea that on average the poor are getting richer. They are, but that is an average. At the same time, the bottom billion people on the planet are stuck in a poverty trap, which has prevented them from experiencing sustained economic growth. The center of the crisis is in sub-Saharan Africa. This is also the site of the fastest population growth, meaning that the population bulge is occurring in the part of the world that at this point is least able to generate jobs. This chapter discusses these six aspects of our crowded planet with a view to global problem solving. The first part of the chapter lays out the six trends. The second part of the chapter discusses the strategy of sustainable development. The final part of the chapter discusses the challenge of global cooperation, because any viable strategy to achieve sustainable development must be a global strategy, with shared participation among the world's countries.